And good morning, this is Pastor Stolz. May the joys and the true meaning of Easter be with all of you. Amen. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. All praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he has given us new life and hope by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he that believeth and liveth in me shall never die. Through the death and the victorious resurrection of his Son, God has restored us to himself and claimed us as his saints, to whom he gives the crown of everlasting life. He has delivered us from the dark bonds of sin and death, and has brought us into the glorious light of his holiness and eternal day. Truly, we rejoice over this good news of Easter. It is the pronouncement that man's last enemy has been defeated. It tells us that through our champion, Jesus Christ, we too shall pass through death to live again. For just as all die because of their union to Adam, so all will be raised to life again because of their union with Christ. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, yet who now reigns forever. Praise, glory, wisdom, and thanks, honor, and power, might belong to him forever and ever. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our Paschal Lamb, you offered yourself for us, taking the punishment of our sins and dying in our place. By your death, you have destroyed the power of death, sin, and Satan. And by your rising to life again, you have restored us to everlasting life. O blessed Savior, early that morning on the first day of the week, you appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other women, later to the disciples, that they might know the joy and the victory of your resurrection. Come to us, O risen Lord, that we too may know and experience the joy and the victory. O gracious Christ, holy immortal God, God of God, light of light, in you dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are truly worthy to be received with blessings and honor and glory and power forever and ever. You are the victorious King of kings, the triumphant Lord of lords. In praise and adoration, we ask that you would dwell with us as our King and Lord. My first reading this morning is from St. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Jesus. And very early in the morning of the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, and it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said unto them, don't be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they had laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples, and especially Peter, that he goes before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed and said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. So far the gospel. My sermon text this morning is a little long, but it's found recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas and the 12, and after that he was seen by more than 500 brethren at once, to whom the greater part remained, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, and then all the apostles, and at last he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some of you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith is also in vain. Yes, and we would be found to be false witnesses of God, because we testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, then your faith is in vain. You're still in your sins. Then they also, which have fallen asleep in Christ, they've perished. If in this life... If in this life also we are fallen asleep in Christ, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ have perished. But in this life also we have hope. And if... Let me start over at verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. So far. Okay. Please excuse the frog that's in my throat. As you know, there have been many major breakthroughs, many firsts in the history of our world, and they continue to happen nearly every day in science, technology, in medicine. But there is one breakthrough in the history of the world that is and always will be the greatest, and that's why we are gathered this morning, even though it's by computer. That's why we gather together every Sunday morning. But this morning we celebrate it in a very special way. This morning we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the greatest breakthrough of all time. On Friday, Christ was crucified, he died, and was buried. And we all know why. It was because of our sins and the sins of the entire world that took him to the cross and to the grave. But then came the breakthrough of Easter morning, the transformation from death to life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This great act broke forever. The grip of the grave. This great act removed once and forever the sting of death and boldly announced for all time that Christ's resurrection was the proof of the victory over death. Imagine how this news must have been greeted by those who saw Jesus after the resurrection. The Apostle Paul in this morning's epistle lists some of the great people who could testify to the great event because they saw Jesus alive after his death on the cross. Well, this morning we also celebrate because Easter is a breakthrough for us as well. Of all the things that St. Paul wrote about, he makes it clear that the most important is the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What I received, Paul says, I passed on to you as the first and the most important, that Jesus Christ was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. It's understandable why Paul felt so strongly about Christ's resurrection. What can compare with it? And the reason we celebrate today is because it means life and salvation for you and for me. It means that nothing, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Christ's resurrection was the proof positive for us that the triune God has ultimate power and authority. And not only has Christ's resurrection changed the course of history, but it has changed countless lives ever since. Because all who believe in Jesus Christ as their personal and redeeming Savior will one day share in the eternal victory of the risen Christ. There are many good things that can be said about Jesus. There are many events in his life that are worth study. But the most important event was the one that we celebrate today. We can talk about his birth, the wise men, his ministry, the miracles. But if we do not talk about what really happened on Good Friday and Easter, we have completely missed the point. St. Paul called the message of Christ's death and resurrection of first importance. It is the heart and the center of the gospel. Paul writes, "By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word preached to you. Otherwise, you believed in vain." Good Friday and Easter, the cross of Calvary and the open tomb, are the fulfillment of Christ's entire mission here on earth. The Christ of the cross proclaimed his victory over sin, death, the power of the devil. The Christ of the empty tomb proves that he was indeed the very Son of God, the promised Messiah. It's a belief, a trusting faith that we need to dearly hold on to. It is the greatest belief that there is. Last Friday, we stood humbly at the foot of the cross and looked upon a dying figure who carries your sins, my sins, the sins of all people. And we confess our sins and repent of our sins, and we pledge allegiance to the Christ of the cross. And the next thing we know, we're standing at the empty tomb of the risen Christ, who promises us that since he lives, we too will also live. What a blessing this is. It's a blessing that permeates all that we are and do. It's not a blessing in the abstract that we will experience only in the hereafter. It's a blessing that makes us who we are, brothers and sisters of the risen Christ. You see, having been redeemed by Jesus Christ the crucified, we have experienced the breakthrough of Easter. We know what life is all about. Forgiveness, peace, hope, joy, faith, and all the other special blessings from our loving and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those things make a difference in our lives now, this very morning. Nothing has a greater continuing influence in our lives than the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, not only eternally, but in our day-to-day lives as well. Listen again to what St. Paul writes. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and by his grace to me was not without effect. You see, the grace of God that brought us the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ through us has brought life and salvation. We are who we are by the grace of God. Now we are forgiven. We worship and praise. We reach out to others with the marvelous story of Christ's resurrection. We know now what is of the first importance, as St. Paul tells us. We know that Christ's atoning death, victorious resurrection, has brought us victory over death, over sin, over Satan, over hell itself. And we begin and end each day with the words, He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, this sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. And let us pray. Now Christ is risen from the dead and becomes the first fruits of them that sleep. Lord, grant us the living faith in the risen Christ. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Lord, grant us that firm hope in your promise of eternal life. From this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Lord, grant us strength and courage for the future. We have an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Lord, grant us the power to defeat and to see and to vision. Lord, grant us power over defeat and the vision to see beyond it. And by his mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Lord, grant us victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.